across shortly is... We have voice recovery, voice contact from the Guadalcanal to Apollo 9. Recovery 3 helicopter has visual contact. And it's visually in sight from the carrier. Big chair went up here in the mission operations control room as... They saw it on the tube. Estimate now 3 miles from the ship. Splash at 53 seconds past the hour. A big cheer and a lot of clapping going on here in Mission Control. The spacecraft is now in stable one. That is apex up. This is Apollo Control. Splashdown time was 53 seconds past the hour, which is some 10 seconds later than the predicted splash time of 43 seconds past the hour. The estimated range from the carrier to the spacecraft is some 3 nautical miles. However, this does not mean necessarily that the spacecraft was 3 miles off the target point, as the carrier Guadalcanal was steaming toward the target point from the south. Recovery 3 is going to drop a flare at the spacecraft. Cigars are beginning to sprout out of everyone's mouth here in Mission Control. And the apex cover and the drogue parachutes are reported near the spacecraft. Considerable amount of jubilation here in Mission Control. Standing by here for a word of swimmers in the water. Swimmers are now being deployed from Recovery 3 helicopter. 4 miles dead ahead, estimate from the Guadalcanal. The Recovery 3 helicopter is piloted by Commander George M. Rankin, Jr. of Bethesda, Maryland, co-pilot Lieutenant Rufus O. Edison, Jr. of Laurel, Mississippi. The crewmen are anti-submarine warfare technicians David E. Morris of Dallas, Texas, and Stephen K. Hannigan of East Meadow, New York. Underwater demolition team members who will be dropped about 2 minutes away from dropping the swimmers. These swimmers are gunner's mate second class Cecil Eubanks, Port Arthur, Texas, Seaman Richard B. Perry, Derry, North New Hampshire, Seaman Clay P. Ryan, R-H-Y-N-E, of Clinton, Maryland.
Recovery 1, you circling this time?
Negative 2, 50 AM.
Alright, Recovery 2, their apex cover is over near the smoke light.
Okay, you got it. Fine.
Amazingly good communications between the relay aircraft and the spacecraft, also the helicopters. Guadalcanal steaming north toward the spacecraft, some 3 miles dead ahead. First swimmer in the water out of Recovery 3. All three swimmers are now in the water. Among their chores will be deploying the flotation collar, plugging in the interphone so they can talk with the crew of Apollo 9. Recovery 3 reports that the spacecraft is somewhat scarred, but looks rather good.
From here, how about the apex cover lander? Not deployed, not deployed.
Quite a myriad of voices coming over the loops out there through the various relays, all of which are being patched into the air ground circuit here in Mission Control. Apparently it's pretty much of a routine recovery exercise. The spacecraft is in stable one, apex up. No need for the flotation bags. Flotation collar is now being attached by the swimmers from Recovery 3. These swimmers, again, are Gunner's Mate Second Class Cecil Ebanks of Port Arthur, Texas. Seaman Richard B. Perry of Derry, New Hampshire. And Seaman Clay P. Rhine, R-H-Y-N-E, of Clinton, Maryland. Flotation collar is almost deployed and attached to the spacecraft. The communication is getting somewhat noisy at this time. We'll continue to monitor the relay circuits. That the Guadalcanal is approximately 1 mile from the spacecraft and no doubt slowing down so as not to overrun the position. Flotation collar has been attached to the spacecraft at this time, and the three swimmers from the underwater demolition team out of Recovery 3 helicopter are standing on the flotation collar.
Color inflated yet.
Recovery 3 helicopter is still hovering over the spacecraft after having unloaded the swimmers earlier for the flotation collar deployment. This mission control room here has quite suddenly got rather crowded. Program people, off-duty flight controllers, everyone sprouting a cigar out of their mouth. We have confirmation that the flotation collar has been inflated at this time. Still monitoring the conversation with Air Boss 1 on scene.
Air Boss, do not deploy your uprighting bags, over.
All right, you're Air Boss, upon.
Recovery 3, you copy Apollo 9.
Roger, Gala Canal Control, be advised, Apollo 9.
Here in Mission Control, everyone is standing up, watching all the big screens in the front of the control room here, where commercial television has the spacecraft floating in the water on 10 by 20 IDA 4 background projectors from the television picture. Among the people here in Mission Control observing the activities out at the area of the Guadalcanal are Dr. George E. Miller, the Office of Manned Spaceflight, Associate Administrator for Manned Spaceflight, NASA Headquarters, Samuel Phillips, Apollo Program Director, Mr. George Hage, Apollo 9 Mission Director, Dr. Robert R. Gilruth, Director of the Manned Spacecraft Center. And it looks like the viewing room behind Mission Control is quite full of people. Quite a few astronauts down around Capcom's console, including Pete Conrad, Deke Slayton, Stu Russa, Al Bean. All of the medics are lined up along their console. We'll rejoin the Air Boss and Spacecraft Communications in progress. Identifying itself as Air Boss is owned by Lieutenant Commander James A. McGee of Atlanta, Georgia, pilot of the Air Boss aircraft. swimmers out of Recovery 1 are still apparently keeping the apex cover, which enclosed the parachute deck. They're still keeping it afloat.
Recovery 3, the hatch is now open on Apollo 9.
Recovery 3, roger.
First astronaut is now egressing from Apollo 9 into the lap ramp, and he has his water wings on.
Roger, got him, Charlie.
Astronauts McDivitt, Schweikert, and Scott presently egressing the spacecraft into their raft. Some amount of laughter here as one of the rafts turns over. Not the one the crewmen are in, but one of the empty ones flips over on top. Downwash from one of the helicopters apparently caused the raft to flip over.
Oh,
two out, one to go.